Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
A state appeals court rules that Coastal Family Church can resume church services. We're going to be talking about this good news on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
Yeah, this whole situation with Coastal Family Church in Flagler Beach, Florida, really reminds me a lot of what happened during COVID with these church lockdowns, Matt.
Yeah, it certainly does. And in fact, in this particular case, this trial court issued an injunction on a Friday afternoon, and that gave very little time for Coastal Family Church to notify its members.
Which was similar in COVID. A lot of things were happening Friday afternoon.
Yeah, the trial court says you can't meet.
Yeah.
Not that, you know, you need to have a week or two or some kind of transition period, or if the trial judge was going to issue such an order at the last minute, the trial judge should have stayed the impact of the order while the case is on appeal.
Because it's intentionally keeping them from holding worship service on Sunday.
Yeah, I mean, this particular trial judge was a trial judge in that particular court for about 17 days before issuing this order. Came from a different area of specialty. I think it was domestic. And this is a significant constitutional religious freedom case. And
absolutely.
So obviously, not being sensitive to religious freedom, issues an injunction on a Friday afternoon that you can't have worship services the following Sunday. The next Sunday just is like 2 days away. And so the pastor had to post on Facebook, social media, and email that they weren't going to have church service on that Sunday. Mm-hmm. But there are some members, the older members, that don't have social media. So he went to the church on Sunday morning to advise people that didn't get the message that there's no church today because of a court order. The association that governs the different tenants that own these, or lease, in this case, the church owns this property, of this particular strip mall, actually called the local police to be there on Sunday morning in case people came to worship so that they would be arrested. And so they were there.
Again, it sounds just like COVID.
I know. They were there.
And lockdowns.
They were not, you know, pleased that they had to be there, because when they found out what this was about, obviously they've got better things to do.
Obviously.
And that's not what they
real crimes
wanted to do.
Yeah.
On Sunday morning is to arrest somebody who might come to worship at the church service. Well, nobody was coming to worship. The pastor was there just to inform people. But it's kind of a very sad situation that you would have this court issue an injunction on Friday afternoon. You have the association that has brought the suit to stop the worship.
All right.
And then they call the police to see if anybody's going to come so that they could be arrested. Well, they missed that Sunday service. So as we're now coming to the next week, we filed an appeal on Monday. So the court issued an order on Friday afternoon, no church service on Sunday. On Monday, we filed the appeal. We asked the lower court judge who issued the injunction to stay her opinion, her injunction. She did not. So therefore, we asked the Court of Appeals for the state in the 5th District Court in Daytona to issue a stay. And then on Friday afternoon, the Court of Appeals issued a stay. And that allowed the church service to happen the next Sunday. So again, they went back on social media. They tried to get the information out to their members that church is available. The church will be open on Sunday. And so we'll continue to have, thank God, church services in the facility that Coastal Family Church owns, pending the resolution of this case on appeal.
Now, a little backstory. Of course, the church is located in a strip mall. It's called Flagler Square Strip Mall. And there's other businesses in there. I think there's a Fraternal Order of Police in there. There's a Dollar Tree, I believe. Some other businesses are in there. And the church outright bought their building. So now the Condominium Association is trying to prohibit them of all things from having public assembly, knowing that it's a church.
Yeah, so in the deed restriction, it uses the word public assembly. So there's a restriction on, quote, public assembly.
But that's against state and Florida law.
Well, number one, they're actually discriminatorily applying it because the fraternal order that you just mentioned of police, they have bingo nights. Well, that's a public assembly.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the employees of the fraternal order. It is open to the public, so the public comes there and they have public assembly. And that's not a problem for this strip mall association. They allow that. And so the church, they knew that they were a church and they're buying the property. And then the church applies for a zoning special exception because there's places within certain cities or counties where churches can operate as of right, and there's other places where you have a special exception where it's consistent with the area, but you just have to apply. So the church applied to the zoning. The association knew that, and the local zoning officials granted their request to have this as a church at this strip mall. So then they start meeting for church services, and then the association threatens to file suit, and then they file suit to get an injunction to stop them from worshiping in their own facility.
Yeah, and it's interesting that the condominium declaration prohibits strip mall units from being used as discount stores, banquet halls, bingo parlors, or other places of public assembly. However, you have a discount store in the mall, you have the bingo parlor, as you referred to, the Fraternal Order of Police, but you've also got state and federal law that you cannot prohibit public assembly in a church.
Yeah, so you have the first thing, they're discriminatorily applying it because they allow the bingo hall and they allow the, you know, dollar store. But they don't have a problem with that. But they're now applying it to worship. Now, when you're talking about worship, it is contrary to state and federal law because the Florida legislature passed legislation that overrules any restrictive deed that restricts on the basis of race or religion. So if you have something in your deed and you sell the property and it's in the deed as a restriction on use of the property and it is a racial restriction or a restriction on the basis of using this for religious gatherings, Florida law now overrides all of those. They're null and void. So that's clear. Also, we have the State Religious Freedom Restoration Act, which I drafted and was passed by the legislature in the 1990s, 1997. You also have the other constitutional provisions of both state and federal that show that they have a right to be able to assemble. They have a right to meet. And now you have a court issuing an injunction. Thankfully, it's set aside by the Court of Appeals. But the audacity of that to issue an injunction against a church for assembling.
What about First Amendment?
Well, First Amendment as well, because now you've got the state action via the court order that's come from the lower court trial injunction in this particular case. So now you got First Amendment as well. Now, the association claims, well, the church services would, quote, overwhelm the available parking in the Sunday service. Well, you know what? We've already pointed out that even with Sunday service, there's still more than 160 parking spots available. There's a lot of parking space here. And obviously some stores are closed on Sunday. And so having church service on Sunday, you still have a lot of parking. So that's not a legitimate
And it's
excuse.
For a limited time.
It's for
it's
a limited
like time.
It's not
like all day Sunday.
That's right. So it's for a limited time. And why wouldn't you not want, you know, a lot of strip malls in different places around the country, they've become vacant. People have moved out.
Why not attract people that might get business?
Exactly, because the people that are coming to the church, they might not otherwise go to, you know, some of the other stores, but they're going to see the stores.
Right.
They're going to patronize them because they're familiar with them. It's going to bring business to the other store property owners. But the fact of the matter is, it does remind us of COVID, just like you said, because this is what happened where pastors and churches, even people who were attending church, they were facing contempt of court. They were facing criminal actions. They were facing civil fines if they attended a church and worshiped on Sunday.
Right.
And, you know, one of the things that the Supreme Court of the United States said long ago in 1947 in the Everson versus Board of Education case is that government cannot force someone to attend church or stay away from church. That's exactly what happened in COVID. We challenged those restrictions. We won at the Supreme Court twice. And that's exactly what's happening here in this particular order. And thank God, the Court of Appeals in Daytona set aside that injunction. So now we can continue to worship, but pray for the case because now we're going to continue to litigate it and argue on appeal. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.